How many of you think you have at least one good attitude? Any of you?
最起码有一个很好的态度可以举一下手。
How many of you might say I have at least one bad attitude as well?
那或许中间有一个人讲我有一个不好的态度也可以举手。
Well, when I've been speaking on adjusting our attitudes.
我也一直跟大家一起谈过是怎么样去调整我们的心态。
And we talk first of all about I can do it later, which is procrastination.
我跟大家讲过一下说我可以再慢慢做，这就是我们讲的叫做延迟跟迟疑。
We talked about I don't get mad, I just get even, which of course is revenge.
我们也讲过说我从不会生气，我只是要报复，这就是我们心里这种报复的一个心情。
And then we talked about being negative and critical.
我们讲过有一个很非常负面的态度，而且非常挑剔的这种态度。
And then last time we talked about I'm satisfied, I'm content.
那时候我们也讲到是我心里非常的满足，心里非常的觉得非常的充足。
So turn to a person next to you and tell them which one of these you had the most trouble with.
跟左右邻居稍微谈一下，哪一个是你觉得中间牧师讲的这个心态中间，你觉得最有麻烦去施行的啊？大家可以稍微左右邻居彼此分享一下。
I think probably negative and critical, that's my biggest one.
That's actually what I was trying to say, because being an engineer, I got to be critical. But then critical thinking and critical attitude, it's two different stories.
Yeah.
And I'm most worried about that, concerned about how they do it. But balance, I guess, is the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to balance.
All right, the reason I have you do that is to let you know that all of us struggle with attitudes.
只是让大家稍微分享一下，其实，在座的每个人，我们都知道，我们都一直为着我们的心态，都有一些事情，我们必须要争斗的。
I read a story about a man who was obviously in a hurry, and he was stopped by a woman from the local radio station.
当我看到有一个，我念到一个故事，有一个人正去要去附近的一个电台，被一个女士停下来，她说。
She said, "Sir, I have a question for you, and if you answer this question correctly, you'll win two tickets to a Notre Dame football game."
他这个女士问他讲说，如果是我有一个问题，如果问题答对的话，你可以得到这个去圣母大学这个球赛的两个 tickets。
The question is, what is the biggest problem in America today?
问题是说，现在美国当今最大的问题是什么呢？
The man looked really irritated and said, "I don't know, and I don't care."
这个人讲说，我不仅不知道，而且我一点都不担心，不关心。The
lady said, "You're right. That's the right answer. Here are your two free tickets."
这个女士就跟他讲说，真的，你答对了，这个两张这个圣母大学的这个球票就给你了。
Well, to have that kind of attitude towards Notre Dame football tickets, you know, he must have been from Michigan.
他如果说对那种态度的话，有这样不关心的话，表示是他一定是 Michigan 的这个球迷。
So this morning we want to talk about apathy.
所以说，这一天我要跟大家讲这个英文字叫做 apathy， 在中文翻译成叫做漠不关心、冷淡。And
if you want to follow along and take notes, there's an outline on the back of your bulletin.
说大家必须要跟着我的讲道的话，就牧师的讲道后面有一些 outline， 自己慢慢可以填上去。Oh,
apathy is a compound word. The A means without.
这个 apathy 在英文里面是两个字组成的，这个 A 是表示没有的意思。
Pathy is really in the Greek pathos, which means feeling.
它这个 pathy 是在 Greek 的名字是意思是说心情感觉的意思。
So we put the two together, and we get without feeling.
当你把这两个字在英文里面结合起来，是一个复合字，叫做没有心情，没有感觉，就是我们讲的漠不关心。So
I titled my sermon this morning. If you're wondering about the rest of the blanks, kick the A out of apathy.
这时候牧师就把今天的主题给翻出来了，再讲个 blank， 就是把这个 apathy 中间的 A 给拿掉。
Now, if I were to have asked some of the team this morning, they probably would have helped me out.
我如果问一些在座的年轻人，他们或许会帮我。
They would have been glad, more than glad, to come up here and kick a soccer ball and teach you how to kick it, but you might have gotten hurt.
这时候呢，有些team，你们知道他们是足球的这个高手，他会教我们怎么样能够踢，把它踢出去。
So I thought, well, we'll put an A here, and then we'll just kick that right out of there.
所以这时候呢，像这个 presentation 下面就是把这个 A 把它用足球的方式把它踢掉。
Now I know this won't translate the best into Chinese, but this is how we can get the A out of apathy. We can kick the A out and replace it with SYM and have sympathy.
所以说这时候我们就把这个 A 拿掉，把它换成这个 SYM， 在英文字里面 sympathy。
Sympathy is also a compound word, and the first part of it means together.
这个 sympathy 也是在英文里面也是一个复合字，这个 sym 表示在一起的意思。
And we've already talked about pathos, which means feeling.
我们已经强过了 pathy 就是意思就是心情的意思。
And so we put the two together, and we get feeling together or feeling sorry for someone else.
这时候把这两个字感加起来，就是你感觉到对方的心情，就是我们中文讲的怜悯跟慈悲。
We can also, or I should say sameness of feeling, add that as well, I forgot that.
What's it again?
Sameness of feeling.
哦，这就是同样的一个感觉，同样一个对方的感觉。
But we can also take and kick the A out of apathy and put on their EM and have empathy.
有另外一个方式把 A 踢掉，换了一个 EM 这个 empathy.
Now M means in.
M 的意思就是在里面的意思。
And we put the two together and it means in feeling.
意思是说放在一起，就是说你跟对方有同样的感觉，我们在中文就可以翻成同情。
That would be literally, but perhaps better to say projecting our personality into the personality of another to understand them.
这时候像我们讲，就是说把你自己投影在对方的身上，你可以完全感觉对方的心情跟感受。
The Native American Indians had a saying to walk a mile in another person's moccasins.
他在传统的这个印第安人就是同样的走同样的路，你会感觉到他们同样的心情。
So it's kind of putting ourselves in their shoes and looking at it from their point of view and understanding how they feel.
这时候就是英文常常讲，就是把你自己穿在他的脚上，你就可以感觉到对方的一个心情。
Well, it would be nice if we could just get rid of this apathy in our life simply by kicking a soccer ball or changing the prefix, but it's not that easy in real life.
想想看，好像很简单，就把 apathy 这个 A 踢掉，你换一个 sympathy 跟 empathy 就好了，是不是？实际上，在实际的生活并不是那么简单的。
So if you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10, this morning our text is coming from verses 25 to 37.
这时候大家如果手上有圣经的话，你可以翻到路加福音第十章。我们今天要讲的主题从第十章25节到37节中间。
If you look at verse 25, the way that this says it, it says on one occasion an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
这时候在圣经讲说，有一个律师起来，他试探耶稣，夫子，我该做什么样才可以承受永生？
And Jesus, in typical Jewish fashion, did not answer the question. He asked another question. He said, what is written in the law? How do you read it?
耶稣经常都是不直接给答案的。他问他另外一个问题，他问他说，那这个律法书上面写的是怎么样呢？
And he answers to love the Lord your God with all your strength and with all your mind and with all your soul and to love your neighbor as yourself.
这位律法师就这样回答的是说，你要尽心尽意尽力敬意爱主你的神，也要爱邻舍如同自己。And
Jesus said, you've answered correctly.
耶稣基督就讲说，你回答得非常的正确。Now,
when you're in class and teacher asks a question and they say you have a correct answer, you kind of go,
phew.这时候你在课堂上面，老师问你一个问题，你答到正确的话，你的心里会讲的。 非常的释放，真的是答对了。
But look at verse 29.
这时候你大概要继续往下看，看到第29节。This
expert in the law asked Jesus a question because he wanted to justify himself.
这时候这个律法师问了一个问题，他为什么要问这个问题？他要证明他自己做的行为是对的。Maybe
he meant, is my neighbor the one right next to me?
他的意思是说，我这个邻舍是不是就在我旁边的这一位？Or
those in my neighborhood?
或者是住在我邻居附近的人
，or those in the synagogue，
或者是在我这个殿堂啊会堂里面的人。
And so Jesus told us a very familiar story to most of us.
这时候，耶稣就跟大家讲了一个我们大家都非常清楚的一个故事。
Now, the primary number one reason Jesus told the story was to clarify who is our neighbor.
这讲故事最大的主题就是要，讲明到底谁是我们的邻舍。
And as you see in verse 37, the expert in the law understood what Jesus meant by his lesson.
这时候你从第37节来讲，他就是这个，他知道他怎么，他了解说什么是谁是他的邻舍。
However, we can learn a lot of other things from the story, and I want to focus on those this morning.
说这，但是这一段故事对我们来讲有很多东西我们可以学的，我要专重专重在这一个故事上面跟大家去分享。
And we basically have four main characters in the story.
在这个故事里面有四个主要的角色。
First one is a poor guy who got beaten up and robbed.
第一个是这一个被抢劫、打得半死的这个人。
Basically, the victim in this situation.
这时候他是整个 story 里面他的一个受害者。
And then we have the priest.
然后我们有这个牧师。
Who is a religious leader.
他是一个等于是教会或是宗教的一个领袖。
And rather than just make a long explanation of this morning, I'm going to say that's kind of like me and Pastor Rocky and Elder Daniel.
大概就是代表的，就是我自己，还有杨牧师，还有长老，这样的人。
And then we have the Levite.
另外一个所谓的立位人。
It's kind of like the assistant to the priests.
这立位人就是牧师，是祭司的助手。
So I'm going to say this is kind of like our deacons.
这就是好像我。就叫我们教会里面的执事。
So these guys should have been the first ones to care, but they didn't.
这些人或许在照情理来讲是第一群要去关心的人，结果他们没有。
And we could speculate on the reasons why, but the truth is we really don't know why.
我们可以去猜想说到底有很多理由，但是实际上你去研究，我真的不晓得是到底是什么理由他们没有去关心。
I'm going to say this morning that their root problem was apathy.
但是我心里在想，他们一个最大的问题就是漠不关心。
Even if they had other reasons, they acted as if they didn't care.
他们或许有其他的理由，但是他们的行为表现出来是说，他们根本就没有关心。
If you just get this picture here, we had this guy laying here. He's bloody. He's beaten. He's half dead. That's what the Bible says.
那我们看到这个人躺在地上，真的被打得半死不活，全身都有血迹。
And the pastors and the elders and the deacons just walked by on the other side and looked at him as they went by.
这个祭司、这个执事就这个从人躺在地上这个人的旁边就走过去。
And you say, how could they do that? How could they walk by a man like that and do nothing?
你会在想说，怎么可以这样走过去，什么事情都没做呢？
But it happens many times.
但是经常在我们生命中呢，是经常发生很多这些事情。
How many of you read just a few months ago about the lady who was beaten to death in McDonald's in China?
大家知道，在几个月之前在，中国大陆有一个小女生，女人被打了半死，结果发生事情啊。大概有些人读到这个故事。
Did you say how could they do that?
这时你会想说，他们怎么可以这样子做呢？
And then how could people just stand by and you know what they were doing? Taking pictures and videos on their cell phones and stuff.
就是你会想说为什么在旁边的人就旁观，只是很专注的在照相跟照 video, 什么事情都没做。
I remember as a kid in the United States hearing stories of the same kind of thing happening here in the United States. I think, how could that be?
我小时候也听过有这方面的小故事，就是发生事情但是漠不关心的人在旁边。
Well, we're glad for heroes, aren't we? And we have a hero this morning. He's a Samaritan.
我们真高兴在这种事情中间总是有英雄发生。这故事里的英雄就是一个撒玛利亚人。
And the Samaritans were the people that the Jewish people hated and despised.
大家都知道撒玛利亚人是这个犹太人最憎恨而且最藐视轻视的一个族群。
So this morning, since most of us are Chinese, I'm going to say this guy was Japanese.
因为大部分大家都是中国人，我想说这个撒玛利亚就是我们心里想的日本人。
For me, when I was a kid, it would have been Russian.
当我是小朋友的话，年纪的时候就是 就是这个俄国人。
I put this in this perspective so you can get a feel for how the Jewish people felt when they heard this story.
我放在这个，这大家能够去感觉这个观点上面，所以你可以知道这个Jewish对撒玛利亚的这个观点。That's
really what Jesus was saying. The pastor and elders and deacons walked by and did nothing, and the Japanese guy stopped and helped him out.
就是你想想看，这个牧师啊，执事就走过去，结果是一个日本人，竟然去帮助这个中国人，不是这个躺在地上的人。
I think it's really great the way Jesus takes the ones who are supposed to be the heroes and makes them look like the villain. He takes the villain and makes them the hero.
这有时候真的是在很多的故事里面，耶稣老是讲的是最弱势的人、最鄙视的人，结果是变成英雄。我们一般人看起来是最高尚的人，结果是等于是比较低下、比较没有的。
Now, it's really easy for us to be critical of the priest and the Levite or the pastor and the elder and the deacons.
我们有时候真的是对我们眼睛看到的牧师、执事，我们会比较苛求。Let's
really be tough on ourselves this morning.
但是我是觉得我们应该对我们自己稍微要苛求一下下。Let's
quit saying them guys should have done this. Them guys should have done that. They should have done this. They should. Let's talk about what we have done.
你会想说，哇，这个人要这样做，这个人要这样做，那你有没有想象说我应该要怎么样做
？Have we ever walked by on the other side?
我们是不是曾经走过另外一条路过去
？When we should have stopped and helped and provided care.
实际上我们应该要停下来，能够去付上我们的关心。
I want you to think right now, what is one situation or one person that you've been apathetic about, had apathy towards, in say the last month?
我跟大家挑战一件事情，在上个月、一个月当中，你是不是对某件事情或某一个人，你曾经做过漠不关心的事情
？You might be saying, no, I just didn't have time, I didn't, and we make lots of excuses.
你有时候会想说啊，不对，不是我漠不关心，实际上是我没有时间，也没有很多事情能够去做关心的事情。
But just like the priest and the Levite are walking by on the other side, really shows an apathy in our life.
就像我们经常这个执事跟牧师，就从另外一条路走过去，没有去付上关心。
Well, would we like to find out how to kick the A out of apathy so we can have sympathy and empathy?
所以我们今天的重点就是怎么样把这个 A 用足球的方式把它踢掉，然后换成一个 EM 跟 SYM 的 empathy 跟 sympathy。
Then let's learn from the Samaritan.
让我们一起去向撒玛利亚人学。
In Luke chapter 10, look at verse 33.
我们大家翻开圣经，路加福音第10章33节。
But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him.
这时候你要讲说，当这个撒玛，有一个撒玛人行路走到那边，看到这个人。
It may not seem very big, but he had eyes that saw.
他就动了慈心，他有眼睛看到。He
saw a man stripped of his clothes, wounded, beaten, half dead.
他看到这个人衣服被扒光了，被打了半死。A
man who was in desperate need of help.
这个人真的是非常急切的需要人家帮忙。So,
what about the priest and the Levite? What did they see?
这时候大家可以想象，这个祭司跟执事，他们眼睛看到什么呢
？Did they see the same thing？
他是不是看到同样的一个人，同样的情况
？It only took one glance to be able to see these things, and so I'm sure they saw them.
只要稍微睁开眼看一下，你就可以看到同样的事情。我相信他们也看到同样的人跟同样的事情。And
rather than look at it like the Samaritan, they looked at someone who was a bother. In a position under time, we don't know what all.
他看到是同样跟撒玛利亚人看到同样的一个事情，但是他看到是一个背负重担啊，他不是看到的是一个弟兄。
So, I think these are some steps that we can learn from the Samaritan, so that we can kick the A out of apathy, so we have sympathy and empathy.
所以说有几个步骤我们可以做，怎么样能够。 把漠不关心换成同情跟怜悯心。And
the first thing is to pray that God would give us eyes, that see the real needs of people.
第一个事情真的是跟神祷告，我们跟那个能够看到 人内心里面真正的需要。
Now sometimes we think this only applies to somebody who stopped along the road and has a flat tire or something like that, but it's much more than that.
对，有时候你看到只是表面上就有个人，比如在路上轮胎没气了，但是很多事情比这里面要更深。
We need to pray that God would help us to see people's hurts, their wounds, their problems, their desperate need of help.
我们必须要看到这些人受伤的地方，他们的受伤在哪里，他们一些很急需要的一些的需要。
You know, there are people we work with in our neighborhoods and our families, and even yes, here this morning, who feel beaten up, wounded, and kind of half dead.
你有没有知道你的邻居或者是你的同僚或者是在座的每一个人，你知道是不是你左右邻居有一些人就像这个人一样被在生命中间被打了半死
？Maybe not literally, but because of what's happened in their lives, maybe disappointment and trials and sickness, family problems. The list is quite long.
或许不是我们眼睛上面说这个人躺在地上流血半死，但是因为他生命所遭受的挫折，生命所遭受的东西，他的情景就像这个人就像这个人一样躺在地上几乎半死。
We also need to see situations as more than coincidence.
我们有时候要看这个情况，不要把它当成只是好像就是临时偶发事件一样。
You know, I already had this sermon basically written, and I was downtown South Bend this week, and I came out of the building, and a guy stopped me and says, "Can you give my car a jump? My car won't start."
当非常有意思跟大家分享的是，当我正在South Bend 这个市区里面，当准备好我的讲稿的时候，我出来之后就有一个人问我说：“我的车子没电了，你可不可以帮我充电一下
？”It's the first thing I did.
你知道我第一件事情是什么吗？把我的腕表拿起来一看，什么时间
？Because I was supposed to be to work in 25 minutes.
因为我必须要去另外地方开始工作，在25分钟里面。
Now this is more than coincidence. God's got a sense of humor. He's checking me out about what I'm going to preach on Sunday morning.
你有时候觉得真是神是非常的幽默。这实际上或许在我心里想，这不是一个偶发事件，是神要去试着我，因为我礼拜天要讲道。
Then the lady says, "Oh, by the way, do you have jumper cables?"
而且另外一个问题是，你是问我说，你是不是有那个电缆线可以帮助汽车启动的那条线
？So I always carry jumper cables. I don't think I've ever used them for myself, but anyway, I got their car started, and they were very happy, and I felt like a good Samaritan.
那我车上经常有那些 jumper cable 电缆线，我经常自己都没有用，这次用上了能够帮助它启动的时候，我心里感觉非常的高兴。
Now we'd like to quote Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, but 10 follows it, which says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
这时候我要引用这个以弗所书第二章第十节讲，神呼召我们去行善事，而且预备我们去做行善。
So I don't think that was coincidence. I think that was right what it says here, which God prepared in advance for me to do.
我觉得这件发生这个当堂这件事情完全都不是偶然，是真的是神要预备我怎么样去做善事，在我要讲道之前。
Okay, let's do a review. What's the first thing the Samaritan had?
所以说第一件事情，这个撒玛利亚，我们大家稍微复习一下，第一件事情要做什么
？Say it together. Eyes that saw.
能够有我们能够看见、能够细察的这个眼睛。
Now look at verse 33, the last part of it.
然后我们大家看一下这第十章第三十三节最后的一个部分。
It、says he took pity on him.
他动了慈心。
So he had a heart that cared.
所以说这个撒玛利亚人有一个非常怜爱的心。
This one it says pity is used in other translations to translate compassion.
在另外一个版本里面用的。不是用 pity 这个英文字，但是是用 compassion。
It literally means to have your insides moved。
意思是说你的内心感动了。
To where you feel inside of you, you feel hurt or you feel sympathy and empathy, all these feelings inside of you, and you just feel ugh。
你的心里真是感动到你，甚至都会痛那种感觉。
And Jesus several times said that he had。Compassion on the people that were about him.
在耶稣基督在新约里面也讲过好几次，在对众人有慈心。
And so we know that he had compassion by what he did. The Samaritan had compassion by what he did.
这时候你就知道他对撒玛利亚人有这个慈心，我们知道他有这个慈心在心里面。
And in direct contrast to that, we have the priest and the Levite who had apathy in their hearts.
这时候做一个对比是一个祭司跟执事，结果他们是没有慈心，他们是反对，是漠不关心。
Maybe they had fears of being ceremonial unclean or of robbers and being assaulted as well, maybe because they might be suspects.
或许他们担心说，因为这个可能不是非常洁净的人，或许是担心旁边还有强盗土匪又来抢他们，或许是担心说，人家怀疑是他们去伤害这个倒在地上这个人。
Perhaps they thought it was useless to try because he was half dead.
或许他们想说，这个真的是没有用，因为这个人已经半死了嘛。
Perhaps they felt he deserved what he received.
或许他们想说，他或许今天落到这个情景，是因为他是应得的。
Well, if we're going to have sympathy and empathy, we need to pray also to be moved with compassion for others. If we're going to kick the A out and have sympathy.
如果说真的我们要有同情，要怜悯心，我们真的是要也是祷告，我们必须有慈心在我们心上。
We need to pray that we'd have more than eyes to see, but that our whole insides would be moved with compassion for those who are hurting.
除了我们有眼睛要看的话，我们还要祷告说，我们心里能够动，有这个同情跟怜悯心，对其他的人。
I read this week about a young lady who was going back to school, and she was thinking about how she could make a difference in her school.
我这礼拜念到一个故事，是说一个女士要回去学校上课了，她在认为说。 她这样回去学校之后，能够是不是做一些不一样的事情？And
she wrote, "I've been thinking much this year about the importance of caring."
她说：“我在想说，我一直在想这些事情重要性，怎么样关怀的这个重要性。”
I've realized it takes courage to care.
我知道是真的需要有很大的勇气，你才有办法去关心别人。Caring
is dangerous.
有时候真的是去关心别人，真的是一种很危险的举动。
It leaves you open to hurt and to looking like a fool.
这时候，当你心敞开，甚至你自己都会受伤，而且让你自己觉得是真的是一个非常愚蠢的人。And
she concluded by saying, "I have found many places in my own life where I keep a secret store of indifference as a sort of self-protection."
这时候，她又反省到说：“我真的是有时候自己在反省的时候，我心里有很多秘密的地方，我知道。” 我把它放成一些完全漠不关心、冷淡的一个事情在里面，真的是有时候我觉得那是一个我自己保护自己的方式。And
so, if you pray this prayer, don't be surprised if God answers it.
有时候你要是做这方面的祷告，你真的神会应允那一方面的祷告。We
also need to empathize with those in need.
我们也必须要必须跟 那些需要的人有同样的一个心情，能够感觉他们的需要。Do
you ever ask the question, "How would I feel if I were in their situation?"
有时候你会问你自己一个问题，是说我怎么样能够感受对方的这个他们的情况。What
would I want people to do for me?
我需要我要别人对我做些什么事。And
then the third thing we need to ask God to deliver us from the religious leaders' faults.
那时候我们要是让神能够帮助我们，能够不要落入这个会堂他们一些领袖的这个错误。To
ask God to free us from fears.
也让神能够让我们不要有恐惧、害怕做关心的事情。From
the feeling that we can't do anything anyway.
也就是我们觉得是我们有这种恐惧之前，我们什么事情都不能做嘛，反正是这样子。
Or that they deserve the problems they have anyhow.
或许我们必须要了解说，我们的心态里面是一直会写，这些人都是应有所得的。Okay,
so what's the first thing the Samaritan had?
所以说，这个撒玛利亚人他们最第一件事情需要的是什么 ？Eyes, 眼睛可以看到的眼睛。And
what's the second thing?
第二个事情是这个心，能够关怀的心。
And then the third thing we see in verses 34 and 35, he had hands that helped.
另外一个最后跟大家分享的是，他这个能够帮助的一双手。
Look at verse 34. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine.
他这个第三四节这样讲的，上前用油跟酒倒在他的伤处。
Then he took him to an inn and took care of him.
然后包裹好，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
Notice he even stayed overnight with him, because it says the next day.
你也想到他是甚至在那个旅店里面待了一个晚上照顾他。
And then it says that he was even going to come back.
而且甚至讲说他还会再回来。
You know what we're talking about here?
你知道我们在讨论的是什么事吗？
We're talking about time.
我们讲到的是时间。
I'm not talking about the 5 minutes I took to help somebody start their car.
我不是在强说我在五分钟里面帮人家车子启动的这个五分钟。
And most of us, well, let me ask you, how many of you already feel too busy? Any of you feel too busy already?
你有没有觉得在生命里面非常忙碌的好多人举手了。
So we know that's a problem.
我们知道这真是我们生命里面的一个挑战。
But if we want to have the sympathy and empathy that the Lord wants us to have, it's going to take some of our time.
如果说我们真的是要对别人有关心跟怜悯，真的是我们需要花上一些时间，摆上一些时间。
But just think about it. Is there any better way to invest your time than to do what God wants you to do?
但是你也想想看，另外一方面的，是不是这个，是不是，这是不是一个除了这。除了这个以外，还没有更好的方式是把你的时间花上去，在做神要你做的事。
You know, it might actually result in someone going to heaven for eternity.
你或许想，你这件事情搞不好会结果是有一个人去可以进天堂。
And if it doesn't, at least it's laying up treasures in heaven as well, which Jesus told us to do.
如果不是这样的话，最起码是积财宝在天上。
Now go back to verse 34 and look at something else.
我让大家看一下这个第三四节，还有一些事情我跟大家分享。
He bandaged his wounds and he poured on oil and wine.
他用油跟酒到他的伤口包扎好。
The alcohol and the wine would purify the wounds and they used oil for healing and soothing of the wounds.
他用这个酒去清洁，用油去把这个伤口减痛。
Then he put the man on his own donkey.
然后他把这个人放在他这个驴子上面。
Can you imagine trying to lift a half-dead guy up into a donkey?
你会想到这个半死不活半死的人，然后身体都不动，你要把他扶在这个驴子上面，多么辛苦
！So when we look at his bandages, his wine, his oil, and his donkey, we're talking about sharing our resources.
你想到他的包裹，他是给他的油跟他酒，就是说把我们身上有的东西一起跟他分享。
It's going to take some of our resources, some of our possessions, if we are going to be good Samaritans to people.
所以说，你必须要是撒玛利亚，你要有怜悯的心。有时候就是要分享我们心里我们拥有的东西。
But think about it. Is there any better way to invest our resources in doing what God wants us to do?
你会想想看，是不是是不是这件事情是所有里面最好的一件事情？能够将你所有你拥有的东西去给别人，这是刚好是神所喜悦的。
It might result in souls in heaven for eternity and treasures in heaven as well.
这时候也是或许会导致到有一个人可以上天堂认识主，也或许另外一件事情就是你可以积财宝在天上。
Now look at verse 35 to see another thing he did.
在第三十五节又提到另外一件事情，他这个撒玛利亚人所做的。
Says in verse 35, he took out 2 silver coins.
在这个第三十五节，他讲说，第二天他拿出2钱银子来
，and gave them to the innkeeper，
交给这个店主。
Now 2 silver coins, we might think of 2 dimes or 2 quarters or 2 nickels, right？
你会想说是两十分钱或是五分钱。
But in this time, this was a lot more money than that。
这个钱不只是这样子，比这更多。
One of my commentaries said that it was actually enough money to pay for 2 months.Food and lodging.
这两银钱可以付两个月的伙食住宿费。
Now some of you are starting to go ching 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 ching. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of money.
那时候你想说这是不少的钱，两个月在旅馆里面吃住全付。
Take somebody down to the Holiday Inn and say, I want this guy to stay here for 2 months. I'll pay the bill.
你这时候想说你带一个人去那边，我可以付他两个月就在当趟的那个Holiday Inn。住两个月。
And so then he even said that in the last part of verse 35, when he came back, if there was anything else, he would pay the bill.
另外再加上他又怎么讲了？你要照应他， 此外所费用的东西我回来必还你，所以另外他还会再付。
So if we're going to have sympathy and empathy, we're going to also have to sacrifice some of our money.
如果说你要有同情心的话，另外要付上你的金钱做代价。
But I ask you again, is there any better way to invest your money than to do what God wants you to do?
哇，还有其他更好的方式能够这样回答神要你做的事吗？
Might result in souls in heaven for eternity and at least treasures in heaven.
这时候结果真的是或许有一个灵魂能够进天堂，而且我们可以积财宝在天上。
I want you to listen closely to what I'm going to say next.
我让大家仔细的听我下面要跟大家讲的。
This type of love for our neighbor can only come about with the help of the Lord and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这样的方式只能够靠着上帝的怜悯跟他的全能跟圣灵的全能才能够做到。
We can try all we like to live up to this commandment on our own, but we will fail miserably.
如果说我们真的靠着自己能量去做的话，能力去做的话，我们绝对会失败得很惨重。
We need God's help.And we need His unconditional love so we can love other people as well.
我们需要神的帮助，我们需要才有办法对别人做这个完全没有条件的这个爱。
So when we face a situation like this, we need to say, you know, God, I really can't do this on my own, but if you'll help me to do this, and if the Holy Spirit will give me the strength to do this, I will do my best.
这时候碰到这种情况，你没办法做的话，就跟神祷告。靠着圣灵的能量，我们才能够去做。
What's really nice is what God has asked us to do. He's promised that He will help us to do it.
这时候最重要的事情，最好的事情就是，我们当去要求神帮助的话，神就会帮助我们做这些事情。
And I have one more here. It's not from the story, but it's just from everyday living that I have learned.
这时候我跟大家一起分享的是，我不是在这个圣经里面讲的故事，但是我是我每天经历的事情。
Do we have time to help everyone who has needs?
我们是不是真有时间是帮助所有的人都需要帮助的人呢？
This means yes, this means no.
可以吗？
No, we don't.
No, 我们真的是没办法帮助所有的人。
But if we ask, can God show us the ones that He wants us to take time for?
但是你可以跟神求说，神帮助我去帮助一个我能够帮助的人。
Do we have enough resources to help everyone?
我们是不是有足够的金钱物资能够帮助所有的人呢？
No, because our resources are limited.
不可能，因为我们所有的我们拥有的东西是有限的。
But God can show us which ones we especially need to share our resources with if we will ask Him.
但是神能够帮助我们怎么样去有某些定点的人，我们可以去帮助。
Do we have enough money to help everyone?
我们是不是有足够的物资、金钱去帮助所有的人？
Be kind of like, here's your 5 cents, and here's your 5 cents, and here's your 5 cents, and here's your 5 cents.
最后的结果就是怎么样？你把所有的钱平均分，每个人都是五毛钱。
No, we don't have enough money to help everyone.
我们真的是没有足够的钱能够帮助所有的人。
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't help anyone.
但是这并不表示说我们不应该不要去帮助任何一个人。
We should pray and ask God to show us whom we need to help with our money.
我们真的是要跟神求说谁需要我们的物资金钱去帮助的。
And so I put care through prayer with two understandings. First of all, that we ask God whom we should help.
这时候我这章这第五点讲说，经由祷告来关心人。第一件事情要祷告的是，跟神求我们要什么人我们要帮助的。
And sometimes it's through telling people that we will pray for them in their trials.
这时候我们能够做的一个非常具体的事情，就是当某个人在经历征战的时候，我们可以在祷告上面纪念他们。
Do you know that most non-Christians even are open to you praying for them?
你知道，有时候你都知道，甚至不是基督徒，他们都是我们可以祷告的对象。
Suppose you go to work tomorrow and somebody tells you a problem that's going on in their life. You can just say, well, I don't have all the answers, but if it's okay, I will pray for you.
明天你上班的时候，你的同才跟你讲说，我有这么多问题，你想说我真的没有办法帮忙，但是你可以做一件事，你跟他讲说，我可以帮你祷告。
But If you promise to pray for them, make sure you do. Write a note to remind
them. 但是一件事情要做的是说，你要说要祷告的话，你就要记着必须要祷告。
And then you can come back to work the next day or next week and say, how are things going? Are they any better?
啊，这另外一件事情可以做，这一个礼拜之后，你就可以开始关心的问他说事情怎么样了。
And so there are two ways that we can care through prayer.
所以说这两件事情我们可以做，我们怎么样能够经过祷告去关心啊周遭的人。
So God says very clearly to love your neighbor as yourself.
这时候神跟我们讲，就是爱邻舍就像爱你自己一样。
And you understand from the story who he meant by neighbor.
这时候我们已经讲过一天了，啊，不是讲整堂，你知道我们的邻舍是谁了。
Satan, who is our enemy, says, "Don't care." Don't get involved. It's no concern of yours.
这时候撒旦会在旁边偷偷的跟你讲说，不要去关心，因为这跟你一点关系都没有，不需要去关心他们。
And if we follow him, we'll just be like the priest and the Levite, oh, the pastor, the elders, and the deacons, who walked by on the other side and did nothing and went on their
way. 如果你听到撒旦偷偷讲的这些事情，你就像这个牧师跟迪肯在故事里面讲，就从旁边走过去，不会去关心这个需要的人。
Or we can even be like the lawyer who say, "Well, he's not my neighbor anyway, is he?"
或许你会像律师一样讲，因为他不是我的邻舍，所以我不需要去关心他。
Well, I'm glad to tell you today that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again to defeat our Satan enemy.
这是我跟大家讲说，神耶稣基督死。然后他要复活，他已经复活了，能够去打败撒旦。
And with God's help and a willingness on our part, we can defeat this enemy of apathy.
这时候我们真是靠着神的帮助，我们能够战胜，把这个漠不关心的这一个征战打赢。
So we can, with God's help, kick the A out of apathy.
所以说，靠着神的帮助，我们可以把这个漠不关心完全的改变。变成同情跟怜悯心
，and end up with sympathy and empathy.
就像我讲一样，改成同情跟怜悯心。
As long as we have the Samaritan, let's review. He had eyes that
就像撒玛利亚人，我们有一个眼睛能够看见的
，a heart that
有一个关心的心
，and hands that
然后能够帮助的一双手。
So, what I want you to do now is think for just a minute about who or what in your life does God want you to quit being apathetic about and start doing something.
这时候我让大家花个一分钟思想一下跟神一起思想一下，有什么事情神要你在这个生命中间，你要把漠不关心的东西取掉。
Would you write that right at the bottom of your notes?
然后什么东西要关心的，自己可以把这个单张上面写一个你自己可以做的事，花个一分钟。
And ask for God's help to do that starting this week.
而且你可以祷告，要求神的帮忙，从这礼拜开始做。
So we're going to sing again in closing as John and Lynn come to lead us. It's actually make it your prayer, make me a blessing.
这是我们大家要回应诗歌唱这时候变成我们的祷告。
Pastor Ryan gave us such a good sermon. Please turn to a red hymnal 399, Make Me a Blessing.